Why would opposing politicians make up?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
During a recent political campaign, the opponents bitterly fought each other. When the campaign ended, some contestants decided to reconcile with each other. We don't know how sincere they were, but it's refreshing to see them make the effort. It's a reminder of the perfect reconciliation God made possible between Himself and us. Once all humanity was dead in sin and alienated from God who created us. But God took the initiative to bridge the gulf between us. The Apostle Paul discusses God's reconciliation plan in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He begins by saying he once thought of Jesus Christ in human terms. By that, he may mean that when he first heard of Christ, he felt Jesus was self-centered and power-hungry, as perhaps Paul was. That in dying, Jesus got what he deserved. But once he met the Savior, he learned that Christ was driven not by any selfish motive, but solely by his love for others. Paul would say, "I now have a new view of Christ. His motive was to bring sinful people to God." This means that anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The old self-centered life is gone. A new life has begun. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the sin offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. So now, instead of being self-centered, God's people focus on loving others.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com